Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get the point good.
Enough.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Treat his woman good, take her out wine and dine her,
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Just when it's our time, it's our time. You know what I'm saying? And just, you know how to cook. Cook and clean. You know, give a person a break sometimes. And, you know, she just ought to butt. And number one, most of all, you got to know how to put it down. If you don't know how to put it down, keep it stepping.
Okay. All right. All right, Dawn. What's your definition of a good woman?
Let's see. Definition of a good woman. Let me think. I mean, first of all, you gotta know how to cook. You gotta be able to cook. You gotta be able to. Yeah, baby. I love a freaking woman. You gotta have a freaking. That's first.
Ooh, yeah.
You gotta be able to say, well, you know what? I'm gonna please my man. So whatever he wants, that's what I'm gonna give him. You know what I'm saying? And you gotta have some type of understanding. I mean, you meet a lot of women that, yeah, they can fuck you good. They have no understanding about themselves. You know what I'm saying? Everything gotta be just their way. I mean, everything in life ain't gonna go your way. Everything in life ain't gonna go my way. You ain't got no understanding. You think I'm supposed to do everything that you want me to do, when you want me to do it, how you want me to do it, then we got a problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, for me, man, all I need is support, man. That's it.
Straight up.
If you can support me. No, I ain't talking about, you know, financial. I ain't one of them dudes where, you know, my woman going to take care of me. I'm going to, you know, sit at the crib. And
no, you want her to support you. Have your back.
Exactly. Doing the ups and the downs.
Right.
You know,
and mainly,
I mean,
the downs.
Right. Well, you can support me when I'm doing good, too. You know, sometimes,
but
you
I'm
know,
saying, she can handle the bad. But I'm saying,
you
baby,
I mean?
She can handle the bad, handle your downs. Shit, the good is easy.
Right, but one thing a man wants to hear when he come home is,
how was your
day?
How was your day, baby? Here, take your shoes off. Let me rub your feet.
Just, you know, show a little interest.
Right.
That's all I need, man. That's it.
Ouch.
I have my back and just interested in the shit that I like.
Well,
even if you don't make it, show a little interest. You feel me?
Right.
What's up, Janine?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Janine.
Feeling like the river?
Hi.
All right. Question on you. What's your definition of a good man?
My definition of a good man?
Correct. Yeah, I'm going to come up with a sound bite. I'm gonna come up with a soundbite for stuff like that. You know, you ask a question and the person repeat the question back to you.
Yeah,
come
because
up with,
you know,
like,
you gotta come up with an answer. Well, you know what?
Right.
That
just tells me you thinking about the question. That's why you. That's just like when you're a kid and you get in trouble. The first thing you say is, "Huh?"
Exactly.
Thinking what you gonna say next. But go ahead.
My definition of a good man is someone who I can trust, someone who basically has my back, who will be there for me when I need them. That's basically it for me.
And now I'm gonna ask both of you ladies a question. Janine, since you was the last one on here, I'm going to ask you first. Now, out of your definition, in your lifetime, how many men have you had that fit that?
That fit my definition?
Correct. Have you ever had anybody that fit that criteria?
At first,
I was
going to say two. But then he got cut out. One got cut out, so I'm going to say one.
So one guy that fit that criteria. Now, did you marry that guy?
No.
Okay. So you let him get away then?
Huh?
I said you let him get away. If he fits the criteria, ain't that the motherfucker you want to marry?
Yeah, I didn't let him get away. I'm with him.
Oh, okay. Oh, congratulations. You go, girl. In my Martin voice. Okay, Miss Creatures, what about you?
I had three of them, and yes, I did marry one. We've been together 17 years.
Okay. All right, dog, what about you, man? How many females you had that fit your criteria out of your lifetime?
Honestly,
I would probably say that fit my whole spectrum.
Right.
It will probably be one.
Probably be one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you this. If you had a chance to get that one back, would you marry that one?
You know what? Honestly, if I could go back over and do it all again, yeah, I'd have did a whole lot of different type of things.
Mm.
I'd have been more open-minded.
So off of what you're saying, it's your fault that you lost it. In other words, you fucked up somewhere.
You know what?
Yeah.
I would say that probably 50%, I think it was probably half and half. 50% probably was me. 50% probably was her. But I'm not trying to point a finger at nobody. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean... When you get older, you learn different things. You learn different things about different people. And then it's like, okay, and I knew this was a situation back then, I could have did things this way, you know. So not to say that it was my fault or her fault or anything like that, but it was just a situation that didn't know nothing.
Okay. I managed. That's what's up.
What about you, Father Time?
I already got him.
That's right.
Already got it, so I'm good to go. Even though, you know, we have our ups and downs. Now, I think when you find the right motherfucker for you, you just know it.
Right.
Okay, now, let me ask.
I believe that.
I'm going to ask this to you, and I'm going to ask this to you and Janine. I'm going to ask y'all, too, because y'all both been divorced. How was that? Wasn't the first one the one you thought was the right one?
No.
Janine, I'll let you know. You can't ask Janine, man. She didn't even want to get married to the motherfucker.
Yeah, I take that.
You know, that wasn't the right
one. That's the wrong question for her.
I mean,
right,
either.
Well,
that's why I said no quick. Heck no.
Okay, well, now here's my thing, though. I mean, well, I'm going to ask you then, dog. I'm going to ask you because you made the statement.
You can answer the question. We don't get
right.
married just to get married to folks. Of course, when we get married, even though we didn't think that was our true love, you know what I'm saying? We still got married, okay? So we still went into it hoping that it would work out. You know, you care about the person. It's not like you just getting married just on anybody. You know, y'all became friends. Y'all been together for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know this person. So, you know, yeah, you go into it hoping that everything will work out and things like that. No, this person does not meet all your criteria, everything you was looking for. So that's when the settlement comes in, but you don't go into it thinking like, oh, it's going to fail because this is not the person I really wanted to Mary. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. What about you, Doug?
That's a tough question, man. I mean, I agree with some of the things Janine said as far as, you know, when you going into it, you know, you think that's the right person for you. You know what I mean? But I think over time, time tells you if it's the right person for you.
You know,
kind of hard to explain, but I think time tells it all, man. Just like, you got those people that's been married for like 50 years. You know what I mean? And then you got motherfuckers like me that's divorced in less than three. You know what I mean? But, you know, in my mind, I found the motherfucker for me, in my mind.
And, I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Based on the mistakes I made in my first marriage,
right?
I believe in my heart that I found mine.
Which brings me to my next question. I mean, and you know, I'm just asking, though.
Go ahead.
Like, you and her were together, you know, a little. I mean, did you see, like, any, like rocky kind of, like, man, if I say I do to her, man, this shit don't, I don't think this shit gonna be right. Did you ever have that type of feeling?
Nope, never.
That's what
never
I'm told.
Had that. No, never even thought about nothing like that.
Right, so now,
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I'm glad, Lord knows I'm glad you found somebody. But,
yeah, man, you might want to rephrase that, bro. That didn't sound right.
I mean,
you said it like, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
So you wanted a bus.
No, man. My dog be a little overbearing. You know what I'm saying? He need that balance. He get that all balance.
Right.
That's all. I'm glad you found your balance, but that's all. That's all I'm saying.
I know, dog. I knew you meant.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like with the first one, it was like so. I mean, I don't know. It's like. You know, you went in thinking this was your soulmate. So you never had no, like not a hint of regret. I mean, not a hint of like, okay, like, hold on, man. Let me just bag up. Let me just think for a second.
You got what it is, dog? I'm going to tell you what it is.
Are you talking about before he got married the second time or the first time?
His first time.
First. I'm gonna tell you like this, dog. When you get married, when you first get married, you know everything is roses. You know what I mean? And then when you were dating, a lot of times people don't show their true self when you're dating.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get married, you know those tendencies tend to come out that wasn't there before. Now I found myself, you know. Like, damn, you know, when we was dating, it wasn't like this. Why the fuck is it like this now? Because that is the real you coming out. Because I got you. I got you. What you going to do?
Okay.
You know
now,
what I mean?
I'm asking this because we had this conversation earlier today with some guys at work. And do you think that, like you could have triggered any of that? Like, okay. You brought that worst part out. So I'm going to be honest. I think in some situations I can bring the worst out of people. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be the first to admit. I can bring the worst out of people. And
I disagree.
You know, I mean, so you
I disagree.
You think, what you mean?
I think during the time that you're dating,
right.
You're going to bring the worst out of that person sooner or later. You're going to see the worst in this person before you marry them.
Did you see that worst? See the worst part of her before you got married?
Oh, I wouldn't have married her.
What you want?
So I didn't see that up front, you know what I mean?
That means you couldn't, I mean, that brings me back to my question.
do you think that at some point that you may have brought the worst out in her? I mean, not to say nothing like, you know, cheating or nothing like that, but your attitude or your type of way. I mean, because, like I said, I'll be honest, I know I can bring the worst out of a person at times. Because I can get to the point where I just, you know, I get this way of it.
Well, I believe you can bring the worst out of a person, but I believe it shows up early in the relationship. You know what I mean? I believe you'll see that true person sooner or later if you stay around them long enough.
But that's not what he's asking. He's trying to ask, do you think that person was like that already, or did he make her like that?
Right. That's what I keep saying.
You see what I'm saying? Or did being with him make her like that? That's what the type of question he's trying to ask, I think.
Right.
In my personal opinion, hell no, I didn't make her like that.
Look, if she's cussing you out, she's cussing you out because she just like that, right?
I mean, but think
right.
about that, though. Think about
right.
Think about that statement. You bring the worst out of me.
Right.
How the hell are you supposed to take that?
Wow.
Well, man, why are you telling me now? We already married now. Now you want to tell me I bring the worst out of you?
Okay.
That means she didn't love you in the beginning.
Okay, maybe
exactly.
not, but then again, maybe it's to the point where, you know what I'm saying, maybe subconsciously, I probably was thinking just like her. I got you now. Where you going to go? I can start doing shit that I don't normally, that I didn't do in the beginning. I mean, I
Yeah, but see, that's my thing right there. That's my thing right there. Be yourself up front. And then we should have no problems later on. If you had your true self, then we're going to have problems. Because now I'm finding out shit about you that I didn't know before I married you.
Okay, but now, okay, I think to a certain extent, I think we all put up some type of facade when we first meet a person. I don't think
Right, in the beginning, I agree.
Right, I don't think nobody lets the real you come out until you get to know this person. And, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, your case is like, you know, maybe it was, and I'm not saying it. I'm just hypothetically speaking. I'm just using you as an example because you've been married before. I mean, like I said, it's in some cases, like, you know, it might have been something like, okay, let's just use your game.
Oh, hold on, dog. Let me bring in a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
This Longcott from Compton.
This who?
Longcott from Compton.
Longcott. Okay, we're just going to call you Long. We're going to call you Long. I can't understand the last part you said. So your name is Long. What's happening, Long?
Me?
No. If her name is Longcock, I really want to know where the hell this name came from.
It came from my homegirls and my homeboys.
Longcock. Okay.
Longcock.
I don't think she's saying cock.
Yes, I'm saying cock. C-O-C-K. Cock.
Yeah, she
said Longcock. I thought she said
Longcock. Well, hello, Longcock. Hi, Longcock, too.
Okay, where are you calling this from?
From Compton, California.
Compton, home of the Bloods and the Crips. Okay, Long, I'm not going to call you. I'm going to call you Long. I just can't fix myself to say that other word. I can't fix myself to say that. So, Long, let me ask you a question. Definition of a good man. What's the definition of a good man?
Mama, what's the definition of a good man?
Did you just say mama?
Yeah.
Did you just ask your mama what's the definition of a good man?
Yeah, that's her. That's Long's house that y'all was talking to.
Okay, man, I'm confused, so go ahead.
I done got totally lost that too. I have no idea.
Mama, what's the definition of a good band?
I'm on my first bill, man. I'm confused.
You said it ain't one.
Ain't one. Ain't no good man out there.
Okay.
Okay. Mama. He said he was gonna call you long. You can't just call me long. You gotta say long cock, baby.
Okay, you ain't even on the phone, long cock. So how we gonna call talk to you?
You gotta call it long cock, baby. You gotta call what it is.
Okay, well, look, I mean, so long cock. You said that.
What's the definition? I just need to know your. Well, ain't no definition of no good man no more.
Why do you say that?
Because it's not. It's not even no hardy no good man's out there no more.
Okay, it's good dudes out there.
Huh?
It's good dudes out here.
Where, in Indiana?
They're everywhere.
No shit.
You just gotta
I
go
think
out
they
there.
Gone
you know,
already. Huh?
You gotta look a little hot. We out there. We probably ain't in Compton, but we out there.
Where you at?
I'm in Minnesota.
In Minnesota?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hey, now. How the weather out there?
Shit, it's cold. Cold and snow.
Oh, okay. Right.
But you don't think there's no good man out there.
Huh?
So you've never had a good man in your life. You've never had a good man in your life, ever.
Yeah, I have.
And you don't think there's no more brothers out there like him?
Not really.
Okay, are you single?
Huh?
Are you single?
Yes and no.
Okay, what does yes and no mean? Either you are or you ain't.
No, it's yes and no. We live in the same house, but that means we're a couple.
How does that work?
Easy.
No, I'm serious. I got to know. I mean, so now, can you bring the guy over?
I wouldn't want to do that no way. I could, but I wouldn't want to do that no way.
Okay. I assume y'all both go say we gonna respect each other and not bring somebody else to the place. But I mean, you have no problem with him going out with another woman or something?
He's not gonna ever let me know that, so I would never know. You know what I mean?
Y'all just said fuck it, whatever happens, happen. But y'all really ain't telling each other what's going on. So as far as y'all really know,
yes, we are. No, we talk.
So he tell you about the girl?
No, we don't talk about that because I really don't. I care. I don't even care to hear about that.
Just live. So y'all, I mean, do y'all communicate? I mean, how does this? I'm serious because I hear people saying, yeah, we don't live, we live together, but we ain't together. I never understood how that works.
It's easy.
Are y'all roommates? Like he pay half the rent, you pay the other half? I mean, how is it?
He pay all the rent. I don't pay anything.
Okay, well, I got to ask the question. Are y'all fucking?
No.
Wow.
No.
Then you single.
What?
Like I said, yes and no. Yes and no, but we still the same room.
Y'all ain't fucking. Y'all don't consider each other boyfriend and girlfriend. But you don't consider yourself single. How does that work?
It works fine for me.
I'm walking down the street in Compton. You walking down the street in Compton. I meet you. We talking. We chit chatting. I ask you if you got a man. You're gonna say yes and no.
I'm gonna say yes and no. Yes and no.
You gonna tell me?
Yes and no.
Okay, is he a sicko? Don't
need
be
a lot
surprised
of
if I'm walking the other way. Don't be surprised if I walk the other way.
You gonna walk the other way?
I'm gonna walk the other way. I mean,
you are
in a relationship or you're not. You either got somebody or you don't.
I doubt if you walk the other way.
Hold on,
okay.
Man. I gotta ask this.
You two gotta ask. What you gotta ask? What's bothering you?
I'm just trying to think. His dick don't work or something?
it's just that the timing is just not right.
Okay, because I'm serious.
I'm closing.
You
I'm so serious. You don't even understand.
And
I'm so serious.
I don't understand.
Why you don't understand?
Because it's
long
like I'm a man.
Got you understanding.
Okay, I'm a man. I have needs. I have wants. I have desires. You a woman. You in my house. Shit. I can't bring no pussy in here. You got one. I just think it's time for
We lost it, man.
Man, that shit right there is crazy.
I guess he got mad because we didn't understand.
How do you
live with somebody? I don't get that shit, man. How are you not single? Y'all ain't fucking. You ain't paying no bills. How does that work?
Can anybody explain that to me?
Please.
Well,
any one of you ladies, please explain
it
to
me. Honestly, I ain't finna live with you if I can't get none. That's just a wrap. I don't get down like the white folks are. I'm not even going to say the white folks because I got white people in my family. I'm just ain't finna have it. Peaches ain't having it. If you're going to be in my house, I don't care if you're mad. Then you better scratch your butt and get on over and do your thing and then go to sleep. I don't care. But live it up in my house and we're not doing it? No, who gets down like that? Or you're not my man, so you just like somebody with a benefit, a package with a benefit? No. No. Just seeing Debbie, girl.
Okay, you in the same boat we in. Okay,
yeah,
Julian,
I'm in the same
what about
boat
you?
It's going down. You ain't gonna live in my room and I can't get none. What?
Okay, we got you.
You crushing me.
What you want?
Uh-uh. Break bread. Even if it don't work, I pretend that it works.
Janine, what side of the fence are you on? What side of the fence you on?
I've heard people that have done it. I just don't think it works out right.
Right.
I don't even see how it works. You can't bring nobody over. I can't bring nobody over. But we ain't together. How the fuck does that work?
They might have been in a relationship. Maybe they had a child together, and then instead of leaving, they decided they just didn't want to be with each other, and they made that agreement. Now, whether that works out, I don't know, because I've never seen it work out. I just haven't. Because either he's going to get mad, and she messing around, whether you bring it in his face or not, you know what I'm saying? He's going to get mad or she's going to get mad. Somebody's going to mess up somewhere. And you ain't going to end up wanting to live together no more. So maybe it's just benefiting her right now because, he paying the bills and this and that. But
if it's my house, she got to go.
Somebody's feelings going to be get hurt in a situation like that.
You got to go. You ain't giving me none. I can't bring nobody home. You gotta go. You ain't paying. You know what I mean? What you bringing to the table?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't paying no bills, so you ain't helping me. I'm paying everything by myself, and I can't bring somebody home. And you ain't giving me none. Why the fuck are you there? What are you here for? you gotta go. I'm sorry. That's how I feel. You gotta go. I mean, if you give me some, that's cool. But shit, fuck that. You gotta go. I can't even bring nobody home. You know what I'm saying? And then the females be like, well, we always gonna go to my crib. Why can't we never go to your crib?
Yeah.
Oh, because my roommate don't want me to bring another female home. Your roommate?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Now you got to do some more explaining. That shit is crazy. Somebody move.
One of them. But now, you know what? Now, hold on, dog. Now, and this is something I've been trying to grasp since I was with my oldest kids. I was with their mother. Now, going over to the house, I used to see, you know, a mother and father. And, you know, it was like when it was time to go to bed, one would go to one room, one would go to the other room. And I just found that just to be so fucking strange. Like, wow, they don't even sleep in the same room.
It's strange. It's strange to me right now. How does that work?
I'm going to tell you how that works. Sometimes somebody can have an allergy. Maybe he smokes or she smokes and the other person can't do it. So they have two separate rooms, so they're in their room. I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm just trying to, you know, because I just know down in my household it ain't happening. But I'm just trying to figure out, like, what Cass is saying. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look at Lucy, Ricardo, and her husband. They had slept in two separate beds, but in the same room.
Yeah, but little Ricky was born. All right,
let me ask you this, dog. Let me ask you this. Are they married? Were they married at this time?
Yes. I mean, you done been over there with me.
I know, but I never knew if they were married or not.
Yeah,
you know, that's just a mom and dad. But that's what I'm saying. How can you be married and sleep in separate rooms? What kind of marriage is that? You sleep in separate rooms.
Eventually, they went their separate way. But and my thing is, it was just like, wow, and you know, and I remember being over there. I know they're gonna kill me if they ever hit the show, but I remember being over there one night, and I guess you know, me and him and sat down, we had a couple of drinks, right? You know, we was actually celebrating the fact that my daughter was born. And I guess he was like, well, shit, you know, he had a couple of drinks. He's feeling good. He tried to ease on into the room. Man, you just thought a motherfucking World War III went off. You can get the fuck out of here. And he hollered, I can't get no pussy. What is it? I pay bills. I can't get no pussy. You know? So of course, you know.
See, that'd be my attitude. I can't get here and I'll pay the bills? What the fuck are you here for? Why are you here if I'm paying all the bills? Hold on, y'all. We got a new caller. We got a new caller, dog. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Hey, this is Selena.
Hey,
Selena. Yeah. Hey, y'all.
You sound a whole lot better than you did last time I talked to you. You get some rest?
Yeah, well rested.
Okay, well, I got a question for you. I'm pretty sure your answer is going to be different than everybody else's. But the question is, what's your definition of a good man?
Beats the hell out of me. And I'm just being honest. I mean, my version for me may be very different from somebody else's.
Why is that such a hard question for a woman to ask?
I don't know. I mean, it is, because I be saying women is complicated. These men, I've been meeting these babies, so exhausting. Okay, the perfect man is a man that know how to shut the hell up and speak the fuck up when needed.
Shut the hell up and speak the fuck up. How does that work?
You know, quit saying, you know, I don't even want to put everybody in the category. Maybe it's people I haven't seen, I don't know. But they just be saying some ignorant stuff. Ignorance. I mean, how can I put it? Try to make you seem like you saying like you're the crazy one, and it's really them. You see what I'm saying? They fucking exhausting. Like they got the whole world on their shoulder, and we just here for
okay,
them.
Can I just ask one question? Don't fuck that shit down, please. Now we being nice
okay.
to each other. Don't fuck that bullshit.
We'll see.
Okay. Every relationship you've been in, that haven't been like that?
I haven't been in no relationship, and you know, I haven't been in a lot of relationships. Been in friendships.
Well, I mean, every friendship.
No, I'm just speaking of, you know, I was a kid when I was in my little, you know, little puppy love stuff. As far as being grown, I just, you know, whatever. But I'm just talking about, like, people that I've met, you know, as far as out or something. Somebody that's trying to pursue me is just like they just say stuff so mean to say shit so quick to just turn you off. Like, God damn, what's wrong with you? I mean, maybe it's the area or the type of men that's here. I never, like, I'm in that, so I never really care for these fellas up here, you know, from here like that anyway. But it's just some stuff. I don't know. I know what I want to say, but I guess I ain't worried. You're right. A little intoxicated.
You know, I wish I would have met all y'all years
You said
ago.
What?
I wish I would have met all y'all years ago.
And then what?
Okay.
I can show y'all what a good man is.
I feel you should.
That's what your mouth say.
Right. But then, you know, my, like, everybody's a good man.
Excuse me.
They may not say, if I say certain qualities in a man is good for me, that may not be good for the next woman. So I can't necessarily say what qualifies as a good man. I thought having a good man was just a man that would go back and forth to work every day and come home. But, you know, I learned my lesson in that, you know, it's more to it. And I was told that, you know, but that's what I was looking for. And it's way more than that. It's more to just, you know what I'm saying, a man having,
you
know,
you
a
need?
Job.
What
else do
you
I
need?
Need?
He gets up, he goes to work every day, and he come home and sleep with you every night.
Yeah,
what
but I
need?
Do, too. I do, too. I do, too. But, you know, it's more than a relationship than that. For me, you know what I'm saying? That may be cool for somebody else. But
you're
at
asking
the same
too much. You're asking too much.
And that's fine. But then when you want a man that's acting like 30, I mean, you know, he won't, I feel like men don't want to put in what they fucking want. If men put themselves in the women's shoes a little bit more, you know, maybe things would go afloat. But I feel like men be acting way more than what the hell they've been trying to get. You see what I'm
Amen.
Saying?
Amen.
Well, let me
okay.
be the first to say
okay.
this.
Okay.
Let me be the first
they wanna,
one to say
they want to freak in the streets. They want to freak in the streets. And, I mean, you know how that little saying go. And then they want you to wash, cook, and clean and all that and do that. I mean, then, well, what you going to do? If I tell you, know, can you fix my car? Can you wash my car? You know, or, you know, can you be there for me emotionally? Me and I always saying I ain't emotional, but that's a lie because when they raise me emotionally, they want you to be there 100%. But when you was just trying to, you know what I'm saying, do you or, you know, tell them something, then, oh, it's not about me. So, you know, they really don't want to hear it or it's too mushy for them. But when they feel a certain type of way, you just supposed to, you know, oh, and whatever. I just feel
I don't look good in heels, so I really can't put myself in
you
your
what?
Shoes. I say I don't look good in heels because I can't put myself in your shoes. Me and heels don't mix.
Oh, Lord Jesus. All right. What else
you don't
got?
Have to wear the heels to be a good man.
So what else you got?
No, listen, what I'm saying is
we know you don't look good in heels.
Hold on, Selena. If a man get up every morning and go to work, he gets up every morning and go to work, and he wake up next to you every single morning, he does it with no complaints. He don't complain about nothing. He go to work. He makes sure everybody got food. He makes sure the house taken care of. What more do you need?
Okay, you get up, going to work, and doing the same damn thing. He might want to live. What you mean, not complain? That's a myth. Ain't no not complaining. I mean, nobody over. Like, no dude is perfect, and neither is a woman. So I can't see a person just getting up, coming home to work every day and don't have no complaints.
Okay, so you complain. He come home every night, you complaining, and then you're going to complain when he starts staying up. So
you can't make nobody do nothing they don't want to. And sometimes if your ass stay out, it's probably best you do stay out. But, I mean, it is what it is. I don't know. Hell, I'm not looking for a man right now. I'm not looking for a good or a bad man right now. I'm trying to do Selena. And if a man come along, you know, then it is. But looking for one, so I don't know what I'm looking for right now because I'm not on that. So I really can't. I'm the wrong person to ask what's the qualities in a good man because I don't want that right now. I just want to do what Selena got to do.
Hey, Selena.
What's that?
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to tell you something. I really want you to listen to me, okay?
Okay.
Based off of what you just said, let me tell you this.
I'm going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your lover. But you got to believe in me. You got to believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
Is out here. Don't get it twisted. My man out here, and he waiting on this. But, you know, I'll be ready when he comes. But right now, I'm just not on that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to push it. I'm going to wait for God to bring me who he wants for me. But, you know, I'm looking. I don't have time for that. A relationship takes work, and I'm not ready to put in no work on right now. That's what I'm saying for me. But when he comes, I'll be ready. God know when I'm ready. I ain't going to push it at all. No matter who, I'm out of rush him. And who the hell is that?
You know who it is. You know it ain't me.
Say it with your chest.
You got something to say, man. You got something to say,
right.
Dog?
Spit, damn it.
Man, I'm just fucking with it. She know I have to fuck with it a little bit. Nobody, if one of us didn't fuck with each other. I knew it was aggravating, and that's why I had to keep doing it.
And you pay sure. No, hush.
Thanks, Selena. The same question you was asking everybody else.
Exactly. What's the quality of
her? Ask her how can she live with a man and they don't have nothing going on, or whatever the question was earlier.
Hey, I'm glad. Okay, Selena, check it out. You and your dude, y'all living together, but you ain't fucking. You can't bring nobody in the house. He can't bring nobody in the house. How does that work?
Oh, no, I ain't going for that one at all. Shit, we living together. I mean, shit, I'm fucking. We living together. We together, shit. And I'm just being real. What the hell I'm living with you for? I can make my own money, shit. Next.
Yo, G-Money, I like this girl of yours.
Selena, we on the same page on this one because we had long talk to call in, and she was trying to say that she got her dude and her dude pays everything. She don't pay shit, but they ain't fucking. They together, but they ain't together. And I've been trying to figure out how in the fuck does that work.
That won't work for me.
They
sleeping in the same bed?
I don't know if she could have been in the bed or not. She never said. Who said that? Peaches. So you know her personally? Yes. And that shit really goes on in her house. Man, she ain't lying.
I don't know how she doing. All he's gonna be stays around and allow that shit to happen because it ain't gonna happen in my house.
Okay.
You come behind Peach's doors, you're allowed to get raped.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I'm rolling up on Simon.
I asked him. I'm like, how you allow that shit to go down? I mean, but what kind of real man allows that?
Whoa, you know the dude, too?
Yeah.
So what was his answer?
Huh?
What was his answer when you asked him that question?
He couldn't answer him. He's like, shit, she the woman of this house. She runs this.
Is he old? He's paying all the bills.
Paying all the bills, keep her with money in her pockets, keep give her what
yeah,
she wants.
His sugar daddy, dog. His sugar daddy.
What
about my seven?
How old is this man?
He got a deal. Where his dumb ass at?
Okay, in California.
She got a player deal.
Hold on, y'all. How old is this man?
Shit, let me see. I'm 47, so he's 50. He's 50-something.
How old is she? 22, 23?
Let me see. 43.
43? That ain't no shit.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, I ain't saying 43 is over the hill, but you shit. If I'm finna do all that, you finna be 22, no kids, titty still sitting up and everything else.
What does age have to do with it, though?
Man, they have
but it don't matter. You know,
it's a lot. It's a lot of 43-year-olds look better than some of these damn 23-year-olds.
Okay,
years.
Hello.
You know what, and Selena?
Because I'm 47, and I knew I looked every bit of 23.
Right.
You are
so my mama 54
right,
and looked
right.
Damn good.
Okay.
Your mama do look good, Selena. I can tell you that.
I know. Watch it, though.
Hey, mama. How you doing? Nah, but just,
right.
I'm just saying, come on, man. Nah, I'm not saying that you, I mean, I don't know how Lone Cock look, but with a name like Lone Cock,
who named him Lone Cock?
Cass.
His name is Lone Cock.
I'm going to send you a picture.
You say what?
I'm going to send you a picture.
Is he impotent?
See, she hung up on me when I was getting ready to ask that question. You know, because I wanted to know. This motherfucker, Viagra must not be working. It's something. I'm not finna sit here and lay in my bed. I'm finna hit it. On your fucking bed. If I got to do like my man Father Time, get my 75 pumps, I'm going to hit it.
I know that he's hitting that. So she needs to quit playing. I mean, I don't know now. Let me stop because I don't be in that bedroom. But
well,
I know
been getting with that. Damn, he should have.
Oh, she didn't got on the show to lie to us, dog. It had to be something fishy, man. Because ain't no 50-year-old man gonna go for no shit like that.
Well, yes it is. Yes it is.
Yeah, he may not be hitting it every day, but he hitting it every once in a while. I don't give a fuck who he is. He's getting some every once in a while. He's hitting that.
I mean, that's just unreal. That's unnatural. That's unethical. Like I said,
so you can lay up in the house with a woman and don't have sex with her?
Who, me?
No.
No.
Who does that?
I just asked the question.
I mean, unless somebody's sick. But if everybody's healthy, who does that?
He's getting it from somewhere. Somebody getting it from somewhere.
That part and in that order.
Right.
I'm getting it from her. She in my house.
He's somewhere going to get him some dolphin cock.
Father
Tyler
say, bump that.
Oh, no, that shit sounds crazy.
I mean, I might as well put you out. Why are you in my house? If I'm doing everything and you're not doing nothing, why are you there? You're not giving me none. We probably can't talk. What the fuck are you there for? I need somebody I can talk to and have sex with occasionally.
All right. Every day, shit.
Well, they don't do it at all. And who does that?
Uh-huh.
I don't see it happen.
I got to have mine.
Turn your damn feet around.
Somebody at the door. Hey, I've learned quite a few things tonight, man. There's some crazy motherfuckers in this world. And that motherfucker got to be out of his goddamn mind to let that shit fly in his house. And there ain't no good men out here.
Man, ain't nobody trying to hear that shit. There's nobody trying to hear that.
Hear what?
The good man part? That's just like us saying, hey, bitch, hey, all women are bitches and hoes. All women ain't bitches and hoes. I mean, shit. I done ran across some good ones. I done ran across some bad ones. I mean, I'm not finna sit there and categorize every woman in the world as a low-down, dirty, no-good bitch because I done had a few bad experiences. Hell, half them experiences, I seen what was coming. I just chose to deal with it any motherfucking way. I mean, like in a lot of cases, I believe a lot of women do. You see the bad experience coming. You see, you know this motherfucker is finna do some old fuck shit. But because he cute, he got good head, and he got green eyes, or whatever the fuck y'all, whatever the fuck turned you on about, dealt with him.
Well, I agree with you, dog. I agree with you. I think most women are attracted. You know, whatever you're attracted to, that's what you're attracted. If you're attracted to dog ass motherfuckers, them the motherfuckers you're gonna tend to fuck around and be around in your life, dog ass, because that's what you're attracted to. You know what I mean? You know how they say the good girls attracted to the bad boys, shit like that.
You know what? I don't even think it's that. I mean, okay, Janine, let me ask you something.
No, I like that sweater, man.
Thank you, that's why. Thank you. You didn't say that you had your you didn't did your fair share of shit, right? You mean?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, now, in like certain cases, like you done might seen somebody and you knew that motherfucker wasn't a motherfucker for you, but for whatever reason, you said, fuck it, I'm going to go on the fuck with him anyway, right? That, you had that scenario happen to you.
Of course. He probably had a big dick, but go on.
Exactly. But now, you went in that motherfucker eyes wide open, and evidently that biggest dick was. You did go in that eyes wide open. But nevertheless, I mean, how can you get mad or how can you get mad at me because of what he did? And you knew what he was going to do before he did it.
I mean, what did he do?
Hold on, man. Hold on, dog. Hold on. I don't mean to cut you off, man. Your ass look like you sign language in over there. You one of them motherfuckers talk with your hand. No, I'm going to see you like that. You see you. But go ahead, man. You can fuck you, too.
Did he sound like a player?
I see it. Right back at you, bro. Go ahead.
Okay. Like I said, okay, let's just say for instance, the motherfucker just shit. I mean, shit, he's a player. He's a dog-ass motherfucker. He had 5 or 6 women. But, I mean, that night, you felt him that night. You were feeling him that night. But, I mean, you know his reputation. You know what he done did. And it ain't like he changed it. It ain't like he changed nothing about himself. But you just fucked with him anyway.
Well, that's the difference between me and other women.
What's the difference?
When I say I'm not getting involved and I know when I'm walking into, I don't get involved. There are some people who they get involved and then they feelings get involved. And they get
Let me ask you this. Okay, now, off of what you just said, what if you catch feelings? Even though you went in knowing that you ain't trying to catch no feelings. You ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying? Y'all just trying to get down, and that's it. But what if they get down?
You said what if he catch feelings?
You say you went in, you know. But how do you stop that? How do you stop yourself from catching feelings?
You can't. If I feel like it's getting to where, well, no, I can't even say that. I control what I do.
Hold on. Let's just hypothetically. I mean, y'all still, my point is this. Let's just say hypothetically you slipped up this one time and you did catch feelings. And he might have did some old fuck shit in the end. Now, How can you penalize me for and say that I'm not shit when you knew what type of person this brother was? This is what I'm saying. That's just like us saying all bitches ain't shit because this one bitch that came and broke our heart.
I understand what you're saying. I don't know. I've never been in that situation.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm saying. It's a simple fact. You know what I'm saying? Like she said, there's no good men. I'm not going to sit that. I mean, that's just like us saying there's no good women. I just think that's
okay,
Cass,
I understand. I understand what you're saying,
Cass. People have said that about me. And they get mad because I didn't catch feelings like I guess women supposed to because they were stupid enough to catch feelings. Well, we wasn't like that at the beginning.
Right.
And we didn't go into it like that. So, don't get mad at me because I don't want to be with you like that.
But how does that make them stupid? They can't help it that they call feelings. That don't make them stupid. How does that make them stupid because they call feelings?
What I'm saying, if I'm telling you I didn't and I'm telling you this is what it is, then don't take it no further.
I don't think you can control your feelings. I do not believe when you catch feelings.
Hold on now. She's telling you. I agree with you 110. Jadeen, I'm on your side. I agree with you. If you told me that from day one, don't catch feelings. This ain't that. And if I catch feelings, then that's shame on me. But, I mean, you told me that. You told me that, right? You told me from the beginning. Look, this ain't what I want. We cool, we kick it, but that's it. That's as far as it goes. That's what you're saying, right, Jadeen?
Yeah, that happens to me all the time. And that's what I be trying to say. If this is not how it was at the beginning, and I don't want you like that, this is how it was. Okay, now you done came to me. Like, it's like you trying to make me feel bad. You want me to like you. And don't try to make me feel bad. Now I'm on the defense. Now I'm getting mad because I'm like, I told you from the beginning.
I'm going to make your ass feel so guilty, you're going to figure out how to do yourself.
So now I'm this bitch. Now I'm looked at as this bitch. You see what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got no feeling, old cold-hearted ass snow queen bitch or whatever. Whatever you want me to be, I'm not going to be with you. That's just it.
But now here's my question. Like I said, I agree with you 110. I don't think you're a bitch because you told motherfucker from the beginning. I think you're a bitch. But now... Here's my question to the lady. That's respected. I got to respect that because from the jump, she said from the beginning, look, this ain't that. So why is it when a man do it and he cuts you that same way, oh, he's a dog, he's a hoe, he ain't shit. Why can't nobody say, well, look, the man said from the beginning he wasn't fucking with you like that. Because you know I'm not lying, because it's always some girl, one of your girlfriends, he ain't shit. He ain't shit. Oh,
Let me tell you why. Because you said that's how it is in the beginning, but then along the way, you want her to lock that thing down just for you, but you told her that.
Why you got to throw the twist in that? We didn't throw the twist in there about the women. Let's throw the twist in there.
Because that's how y'all work. That's how most of y'all work. Y'all can't just take it and go. We can take it and go, but y'all.
Male versus female. See that's why the world messed up. Because you make everything male versus female, and it's not male versus female. It's motherfuckers is using good common sense, and motherfuckers is using bad common sense. It's not male versus female.
I'm just speaking reality, though.
Everything a woman says the same thing. Everything that you said that a man do, a woman do the same thing. So it's not about male or female. It's about motherfuckers.
But more than likely, it'll be a male. dog fight to mark the territory.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
But I mean, even then, but I mean, I've had men try to do that to me, but why fall for it? Why fall for it if you know? That's the whole thing. Why fall for it if you know this motherfucker told you from the very beginning what this was?
That's true, but then again, I don't know about that. Me being observant who I am, I know a dog and a hoe from a mile or two away, maybe even 10. So, I mean, I don't know why these hoes be falling for these niggas like that. They'd be okay.
Wow. Really? Wow. Okay, man. That just shows you. This
stay
this
strong, bitch.
This is why we can't never get no unity, people, because everybody keeps trying to make it male versus female. And it's just
Well, we're not going to say all that. Because then it'll still be a damn female versus male thing. And you wouldn't like that.
I mean, you could try to be outsmart me all day long.
No, I don't be trying to outsmart. I'm very blunt with all these little dudes. That's why they quit calling after 24 to 48 hours. They figure out I don't like texting. I'm not really a big telephone person. And, I mean, it's like what it is. But, you know, that's me. I'm just being honest.
That's what's wrong with the world.
What? Honesty as policy. What's wrong with the world?
I mean, if the majority of women share your opinion, it's fucking crazy.
I mean, why would everybody? I mean, majority of women might don't even like my opinion. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, if majority of women share your opinion, it's going to be some fucked up relationships out there. You can't go in a relationship with that kind of opinion.
Come on now, look at the world. There's a whole lot of them, and they never even heard my opinion. So, hey, don't put that on me. There's plenty.
Well, I'm saying, most of the women that listen to this show,
these things they call me.
She's right.
Well,
she is right.
Here we go.
Now, he's getting off work coming home to some bullshit.
I was listening to the radio show, and this lady said,
"Hey, I agree with you, man. I don't think it's men versus women either, dog. I really don't believe that. I just think it's two motherfuckers versus two motherfuckers.
Cats versus dogs. Would that sound better for you?
Nope. It's you versus your man. That's it.
You're right, and it should only be about you two, but I mean, how you asking? It's you're asking opinion, so I mean, and then how you gonna say that? Because Kaz always saying, "Why do women? Women always this." I'm on the phone. Why do women this? All women this. He has a very bad habit of saying that. So don't try to just feel a certain type of way when I say men versus women. Ain't that right, Kaz?
First of all, defend yourself. First of all, let me tell you something right now, nigga. We could have put the AE one in this bitch. Stop that bullshit. But I can say it's shit.
You know.
Archive it.
That's all you had to say because you know I'm for real. You know I'm there telling
archive
the truth.
It, folks. Go ahead, folks.
For me, even when I ask your opinion on something, you'd be like, why y'all women always together?
Okay, I'll tell y'all. I'll tell y'all how we'll break this. You didn't even listen to the show damn near since the beginning.
Uh-huh. And I can Janine, guarantee.
Janine, is it always all women or what?
You say that again.
Is Selena right about him? Does he always say all women?
Or why y'all? Yeah, he do. 90% of the time. Shit, he know it. That's why he's sitting over there speechless. Like,
speechless.
That.
Speechless.
I'm waiting on the answer.
Right. Let her answer. Let her answer, y'all. Let her answer.
Hey, yeah.
She been listening to the show since the beginning.
Before the beginning of the show, too.
I mean, I guess I don't understand the question.
Is he, all right, Janine, is he the president of the He-Man Women's Haters Club?
Right, am I a female bash? Do I bash females all the time? On
no,
the regular
that's
basis?
Not what I said. See, that you put the words in my mouth. You put the words in my mouth.
Oh, what the fuck?
You put words in my mouth. You could have said something like.
She didn't use those words. But that's what you were saying.
No, you're lying because it's been a situation. He said, well, why y'all women be putting lip gloss on extra? You know what I'm saying? He could say something like that. I mean, that's his thing. That's his thing. You know, that's something that has us.
I struggle when I see him a bunch of cuss you got in your head, girl.
Yeah, you gotta laugh because you know it's true. So,
whatever, man.
All right.
Okay. All right. So, Selena, I'm a female basher.
No, you're not, sir. You're not a female basher, but you like to put us all in the category. Or even you like to say it. I don't know if you like to hear yourself say it because you do say it a lot, or you really do think like that. I mean, I'm sorry, but you are man 100 grand, but it is what it is.
Maybe the fact that we're doing a talk show and I'm asking a question, not so much the way I think like that. Maybe I'm just asking a question.
Yeah, we've asked us a question. If two of us can answer, then we probably say the same question and, I mean, the same answer, even if it may be a little different. Why y'all women, see, there you go. Why y'all women, how y'all...
Hold on. First of all, I'm probably trying to get my Tom Brokaw on. I'm trying to get my journalism on. So
I'm saying is,
the majority of women that's on the show, that's why I ask the questions to y'all. It's not that I'm bad.
Admit that you say it then.
No,
I never liked you anyway, pretty motherfucker.
Just admit
what
that you're saying.
What I will admit is that I ask questions to whoever's on the show, and if the majority of women on the show, then yeah, that's who I'm gonna ask the question to.
Yeah, all right. We'll take that.
I feel like Family Feud. Good answer. No, you still got my back.
That's why you're clapping by yourself, because you know that don't even sound right. You sit back one day and listen to a couple of these shows. You like, hell no, Queen was right, as always. She was right. Hell no, I do say that a lot. Then you're going to try to stop saying it and still going to say it because that's your thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's your thing, Zach.
Yes, I'm going to address the women. I can't address, what you want me to call you? Ralph?
Are you a... let me see. I'm trying to think of one of the guys. Why y'all women? I mean, you said it so much. Oh, my God.
I'm getting the fuck out of here.
It's okay.
Janine never did that question. Janine, am I a woman basher?
No, you're not.
Okay, thanks.
And you ask her that because you know that then nobody said nothing about no woman basher. Did you say you was
a woman basher? Why you saying that why y'all women doing this? Why y'all
how about this? Say, Janine, do I happen to say y'all women a lot? Or I just say that. Or why y'all women a lot?
Or say,
Janine, do I like putting y'all in the category? How about that? Putting a lot of women in one.
It's me and my man Father Time on here. The rest of y'all predominantly, it's all women. So, yeah.
Okay. We'll chop it up. We'll talk. Take a pen, and we'll come back to it.
Done. I might be wrong.
I got one question, man.
That's it.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Please.
You know what they said, athlete.
They ran them off the show a long time ago. They ran them off the show about 2 years ago.
At home obeying.
Man, no, seriously. Seriously, the show's got a whole lot of
white women on here?
Yeah, we had white women on here. Shit, they ran them off of here.
Baby, they wasn't strong.
Right.
Man,
keep that little timid ass.
You gonna let you run me off. I don't care what color you are. I ain't gonna let you run me off.
You we had the one Caucasian female. I mean, was it Melody? Mel? Something like that? And she was
Melody.
Who ran off? That's who ran off the show. What the fuck you doing trying to fuck with the black man anyway? Remember, y'all?
Oh, God, did I miss that one?
Rev went hard on her. Rev was like, shit. My mama said if you can't, if she can't
use
the comb,
don't bring
her home. Yeah, oh, man, Rev went hard on her. We trying to understand why you fucking stay in your own race. Why you over there fucking with our big bitch? She went hard on her.
That's a mess.
A
hot mess.
And remember, she would actually bring like her friends on the show. We had Bob Stein ran her off.
Who?
What was it? Mandy? Candy?
Oh, that wasn't my fault, man.
Yeah, you ran her.
Your mother did, don't you?
No, you did that. You ran her off, so. When you kicked Butt off the show, that was Butter's friend. So she felt loyal to Butter, so she quit calling the show, too. And she...
Damn.
Yeah, we had quite a few white people on here. I mean, that was cool.
I mean, do you miss them, so?
I miss everybody. I need everybody to call back. Look at
if you. If this did 2 years, let it go. If this did 2 years, let it go.
See? That'll show you what type of attitude we have if we get some old Caucasian people on here. That motherfuckers like that.
Well, at least you know.
What's your gripe with the white woman? What's your gripe with the white woman?
I don't give a damn about them. I got every color in the rainbow in my family. I don't give a hell about them. No point do I do it. I mean, I don't care. I'm just saying, they gone. Let it go. It was meant for them to be here. They wouldn't have left 2 years ago.
First of all,
where about the ones that's calling? Where about who on the phone right now?
What about the black ass? What about your black ass?
How you doing?
Hey, see, that's what's wrong with these Obadiah ass motherfuckers. Always do. Oh, Lord.
Oh, did he just call me Madea? You a brother Joe then.
I can be Joe.
I'm sweaty.
I'm nothing to call you.
I need a drink after this.
Why y'all women? How y'all women?
Said it more times tonight than I ever did.
Yeah, I'm trying to beat you to it. You know what I'm saying?
Only in CNC, man. Only in CNC.
Only in CNC.
Okay. Why we don't see you in Sin City no more? I don't see you in that no more.
I lost my passcode again.
How in the hell you lose your passcode? You the one that wrote it.
I don't know. I forgot it. I put every passcode I could possibly think of. I only used three. It ain't working. And it's .net, right? Because remember I told you I could upload the pictures or not. Huh?
I see up SinCityRadio.net or you still use SinCity, .ning.com.
See, it wouldn't work. I hope it wouldn't work. And I forgot my email or the passcode, one of them. I don't know. I know I wrote it down somewhere. I remember it again.
That shows how much support you give, huh?
You have a lot of stuff on your mind. Trust me, I tried to get on a lot. Thank you very much. I see you on Facebook. No, you don't. How do you see me on Facebook?
I see your picture on Facebook.
I know, that's the only way I can connect with people.
Next to a comment that you didn't make.
That's the only,
comment on BNCRadio.net.
That's my only outlook on the world is Facebook. I don't get out much, you know. You know what I'm saying?
I don't.
For real. But I have. I need to figure out that passcode.
Yeah, you know, a little participation, it won't hurt nobody.
What? Won't hurt nobody what? Because I told them.
A little participation.
I know. I participated when I was on there. I couldn't even upload no pictures, and y'all wouldn't even help me. Your ass, anyway.
I said help yourself, nigga.
All right.
Boss, you got to be a nigga.
I don't know, he be saying all that tough shit on the little show. Quiet as a mouse at first. Can't hear nothing.
It is 13 degrees and it's going to be 3 degrees in the morning.
Oh my God. Jesus, hurt my feelings.
Girl, hurt mine. I got to go take the grandkids to the bus stop in the morning.
Oh, I got to go to work. Shit. Sucks. I'm not ready for this.
Well, pop time. That's one good thing. All you gotta do is stand outside early. You see all kind of nipples. 3 degrees.
That BS.
It's cold.
Yeah, just walk outside.
That cold make everything stand up.
Yeah, just walk outside with your cup of coffee. Morning. How you doing? Morning.
Stupid.
Nasty.
Well, I mean, come on. Like, y'all don't look at motherfuckers' pants.
Yeah. Why would we? If it's cold, y'all shit ain't going to be up.
Shit.
Let me see it.
Why? Come on, go.
It's 1 or 2 early in the morning.
It
won't go down.
You said what, dog?
Most of the time, I say that's kind of true. Motherfuckers don't be thinking about that shit when it's cold. Motherfuckers be trying to get to where they gotta go.
Right, and get warm. You know what
I'm saying?
That's your straight up horn, dog.
When it's cold, you walk fast.
The warmest place you could possibly think of.
Yeah, damn right.
Shit, if I can make it to this house, I already she sitting in there too, I'm good. You know, that's just like a motherfucker, dog. I say you getting ready to go to work, right? Going in the room. Motherfucker, say you got to get the keys off the dresser. Motherfucker, take the cover off, make butt, booty, ass naked. Do you try to be late for work, or do you, you just say fuck it?
You be late for work.
What you gonna do, dog?
Is she butt naked?
Butt naked.
Shit, man, I need a jump. Get a little late, man.
Good answer. Good answer, Father Time. Good answer.
I'm on side of the road, man, waiting on AAA. I'll be as soon as they get here.
What about you, Cat? You gonna be late for work or you gonna go on in?
Man, I don't know. I know. I damn sure wanted to be late this morning. I damn sure did.
Get up earlier.
That part.
Exactly. Exactly. Motherfuckers just got to get up a little bit earlier.
Well, answer the question.
I just did. I mean, do y'all set us up like that on purpose just to see what we gonna do or what?
Hell yeah.
Well, I mean, some people just sleep like that. Maybe some people don't sleep with clothes on.
Right.
Oh, Miss Parker, what she was doing.
What the fuck?
Miss Parker.
Right. The Lord's my shepherd, you know what I want. Miss Parker.
My ex-husband just sent me a picture through my email after he told me he wasn't going to send it to me because they was his pictures. I can't have them. And I was asleep. I was like, why would you be taking pictures of me while I'm asleep? I don't understand that.
Girl freaks.
And
what's wrong
I was
with
butt
that?
And I was butt naked. Because that's just
you
how
should
I
be flattered.
What you mean?
He took a picture of you. He want to think about you. When he think about you, he's going to look at that picture.
Mm-hmm.
That's flattery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see nothing wrong with that. That might get him through his day. I don't see nothing wrong with that.
If we were to do you men's like that, you allow it?
I mean, shit, what can I do? You already got the picture. What can I do?
I mean, how would you react when you wake up? I'd be like, look, babe, I took pictures of you while you were sleeping naked. How would you react?
I'd be like, okay. Well, I mean, what can I do? You got it, man.
No, but I'm saying you won't be mad or you won't ask her, well, why did you do that? I mean, you know, I'm just asking a question.
No, not if you're my woman.
Okay.
I'm talking about what if it's somebody
you hitting?
Oh, that's different.
Why?
What if you're homeboy? No.
Straight up, asking that.
Lord.
Long cock can start a lot of mess tonight, boy, I tell you.
Who is long cock?
Some girl from Compton.
A girl?
Yeah.
That's the same thing we said. That's the same thing we said.
Oh, my God. She a female?
No, she's a woman. I know her. She's just crazy as hell.
Oh, God.
With a name like that, I understand.
Oh, that's the one who lived with the man.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh. Shit, she's getting some long cock. He ain't slacking. He's slacking, sir.
Somebody's slacking.
Okay. I ain't even mad at him. High five.
Okay. To each his own.
I'm going to Google that shit.
I'm gonna see if they got some stats on that type of shit.
You is silly, Father Ty.
I'm just saying, I'm having a hard time believing that. I need some stats. I don't see how that shit happens.
I mean, I could believe it. I just can't see me doing it.
Exactly.
I definitely can see it.
I can't see it.
I can't.
It's just
ain't
happening in my home.
All right, y'all. It's time for us to get up out of here. So we're going to start with Selena. Selena, you got the last words for us?
Nice show, fellas, ladies. Have a good night.
You too.
That's what's happening. Janine, you got any last words for us?
It was good talking to you guys, to everybody. So I will be here tomorrow.
All right. All right.
Ms. Peaches, you got any last words?
Good show, like always. Keep up the good work and enjoy y'all, like always. And I'll be back tomorrow.
Okay. All right, dog. You got any last words, dog?
DensityRadio.net. Hit us up.
All right, y'all, on that note, we want to thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. And we're doing it again tomorrow night, y'all.
All right.
Sun's time.
Be safe.
Time for the sun. Peace, love, and